The story of Daniel in the lion's den is a wonderful biblical picture of God's protective angels bringing safety in times of danger. The administrators under Babylon's king Darius were jealous of the favor shown Daniel, their fellow administrator and a Jew, and wanted to be rid of him. They tricked the king into declaring the worship of God a capital offense. Anyone disobeying the command would be thrown into the lion's den, a deep, stone-lined pit full of hungry lions, which meant certain death. Daniel knew full well what consequences he would face by continuing his prayers three times a day, but he chose to obey God regardless. And as soon as he was observed praying, he was arrested and thrown to the lions. The next day, when Darius hurried to the pit to see what had become of his favorite administrator, he found him alive and well. He was informed by Daniel, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me." I do not believe that the angel wrestled with the lions physically and muzzled them. I think the Lord sent them down with the message, "Go have a word with those lions." Then the angel dropped down, touched each one on the nose, and said, "Don't you touch Daniel. He's the beloved of the Lord." The angel's authority caused the lions to submit. I personally believe those lions would rather have gone hungry than disobey God's angel. When the king saw the miraculous results of the angel's intervention, he declared that the entire kingdom would worship the God whom Daniel served. Daniel had stood in the place of danger out of obedience to God, putting his life in the Lord's hands, and had witnessed his angel at work. Because of Daniel and the protecting angel, the entire Babylonian kingdom had the opportunity to worship God freely. Many of us forget the influence we have by standing firmly where God wants us and allowing his angels to help us. But some have discovered that help and, as a result, have brought the powerful message of salvation into dangerous situations. While my husband was president of Southern Asia Bible College in Bangalore, India, a number of years ago, he found that many people there were open to the gospel because of the influence of one Christian man. Records dating from 1929 tell the remarkable story of the angelic assistance Sundar Singh experienced in Tibet. Once when Singh was preaching about Jesus in a public marketplace, he was arrested by a guard from a nearby Buddhist monastery who was jealous of his influence. The guard brought him on false charges before the Lama, a local magistrate known for his hatred of Christians. Singh was tried by the Lama, sentenced to death, and dragged...